You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Welcome, dear kinswomen and kinsmen, to part two. This eagle is picking at Hagee's Antichrist. Oh, yes, I'm picking. You know, the eagle is known as a serpent killer. Dr. Wesley Swift talked about that it takes the serpent up high in the air and drops it upon the rocks below, killing it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say that I'm astounded by what we're learning here. This wasn't planned by me. This is right from the Father's playbook, obviously. Mr. Hagee did all the work, but I'm showing you what Mr. Hagee's really teaching you. We can see that he's a liar, completely. A liar about history, a liar about the scripture, a liar about who is Israel, a liar about many, many things. But he's an expert. He's a Bible expert. And he's an historian. He's a history expert, but he doesn't know what I know. And he doesn't know what you know. But he's an expert. And the world trains us that we should always listen to experts and don't listen to people like myself, who I don't have a degree in history. And you don't need a degree in history. You see, that's what the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz found out. You see, he already was doing all the thinking. He didn't need a degree. He already was wise. He already knew what he needed to know. A degree is a formality that is used for the world for you to gain some kind of an advantage over people. So that if the world teaches you that people that have degrees and they are experts, then you should listen to them first. But that's not true. See, there's many that pretend they're experts, and they all tell you on their Jewish-controlled media that this is an expert, but you never know them to be experts. You're just told they're experts. And of course, you're being trained to believe what experts say. If an expert gives his opinion, like Dr. Fauci, the Jew in the guise of an Italian, he's an expert. Bill Gates is an expert, but he's not, he's not a doctor, but he's still spoken to be an expert. But these men are liars, and they're deceivers, and they're trying to promote an agenda that is very, very dangerous. So, let's continue with Mr. Hagee. He's been beating the drums of war. He's involved in politics. He speaks directly to Congress. He loves the Jews and says that the Father in Heaven, Yahweh, he doesn't call him that. He doesn't know that. He's a Bible expert, but he doesn't know the Father's name is Yahweh. And he doesn't know that Lord means Baal. He just missed all of that, though. He's an expert. Who really is telling you the truth? Am I telling you the truth? Or is Mr. Hagee telling you the truth? I leave that up to you. Let's continue.
Daniel 8:23. Satan is the prince of darkness. Listen, a prince is someone that has authority in a given kingdom. The Antichrist will be an apostle in the kingdom of darkness. He will have satanic anointing.
He's laughing. Do you notice that Mr. Hagee has a propensity to laugh when he's slinging some of this garbage? Who is an apostle from the darkness? The Apostle Paul. Listen to that statement once again. let me make this clear too, that the Apostle Paul is one of the sons of perdition. He is a Jew. Mr. Hagee says he's a Jew too. And the Apostle Paul is an Antichrist Jew. Listen.
That's a fact of history. The coming Antichrist on the white horse will promise to end worldwide economic crisis, and he will do it. Four, the Antichrist will understand dark sentences. 8:23, Daniel 8:23. Satan is the prince of darkness. Listen, a prince is someone that has authority in a given kingdom. The Antichrist will be an apostle in the kingdom of darkness. He will have satanic he will have satanic anointing to know secret things.
Yes, the Apostle Paul is from the kingdom of darkness, and he is pretending that he is one of the people of, that he is an apostle, when there is no 13th apostle, there never has been and never will be. He encourages other people to become apostles as well, when there is no other apostles. There are no other apostles, excuse me. Let's continue.
Nothing will be hidden from him. Like Hitler, he will be a master of the occult. Hitler made personal and military decisions based on what his occultic advisors told him to do. You can reference that in the book, The Twisted Cross.
But how do we know the Twisted Cross is not somebody reporting falsehoods? You're just, since Mr. Hagee's an expert, you just trust him that that book is the one that is telling you the truth. And just accept what he says.
Hitler's death is a reflection of his reverence for the occult. He killed himself at about 3:30 in the afternoon on April the 30th, 1945. That day is the main annual festival of Satanism.
Doesn't sound like Mr. Hagee knows what he's talking about. But he killed himself. Now they claim Hitler's still alive, right? Let's continue though.
Hitler knew his power came from the devil, and his death was a tribute to the devil on the day he died. His followers set him on fire. How's the Antichrist going to come to an end? God will crush the Antichrist. And that word crush in the Bible literally means to grind him like fine powder. I mean, he's going to annihilate him.
Let me just stop right there. They said Hitler was set on fire by, I've never heard that before, by his followers. Now, isn't it interesting that he says that God is going to crush the Antichrist? Well, that's true. He said, you'll hear him talk about this. He just did, but setting them on fire. We know that the Edomite Canaanite Jews, the Antichrist Jews, are to be holocausted at the end, right? We know that they will be cast into the lake of fire, and they know it as well. Because the children of the flame came from the flame, and they will return to the flame. Let's listen. See, again, Hitler.
He's going to annihilate him at the Battle of Armageddon and cast him into the lake of fire. Hitler.
Who do you think he's going to cast into the lake of fire? The Jews, the beast, the false prophet, etc., etc., right? You see, the Antichrist, he keeps saying that the Antichrist is a man. But we keep finding out that it's the Antichrist Jews that are doing all these things that the Antichrist is said to do in the Bible. Isn't that interesting? Let's continue.
Hitler burned. The Antichrist is going to burn. We are the church triumphant because God Almighty is with us.
Yes. The Antichrist is going to burn, he said. And of course, Hitler is an Antichrist and he burned. See? That's what he's saying. I didn't say that's truth out of my mouth. I've never heard such a thing that he was burned. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is trickery. Let's continue. You know, Mr. Hagee, by the way, is about to pass the torch of illumination to a new pastor, and he talked about that at the beginning of this particular message. I don't know when that's to take place, but he certainly wants to make sure that that fellow will be there for years, brainwashing the people in Texas like he did. Let's continue.
Give the Lord praise in the house. The fifth similarity of the Antichrist is the Antichrist will be extremely arrogant. Daniel 8:25 says he will magnify himself in his heart. Now, I'm going to cover this in one sentence. I fully recognize that unlimited arrogance only cuts the potential list of Antichrist candidates down to a few thousand if you include Washington, D.C.
Okay. The Antichrist will be arrogant. Do we see that the Antichrist Jews are arrogant today? Are they not showing their cards, the externalization of the hierarchy? Are they not blatantly, is the world not blatantly showing itself to be evil and no longer, as I've said before, trying to pretend that it's good? It's past that game. The Trump card, the T-Rump card, has been played. You see? It's not a man who's arrogant. It's the Antichrist that has been in the world since John. Taught about it. They were there with Jesus Christ. And they were there before Christ, but to become Antichrist, that just means that Jesus was here and they showed their cards in that way from that point on. So the Antichrist was already in the world, and the Antichrist is still in the world and still doing the same things that they did in the time of Christ. They don't want to hear the truth. They kill anyone they can that talks about the truth, like they killed Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus Christ, for telling the truth. Let's continue. And the disciples as well.
Six, the Antichrist will be the master of deception. Jesus said in Matthew 24, let no man deceive you. St. Paul said in his first writing, let no man deceive you. Say that with me. Let no man deceive you.
Say it with me, he said again. Let no man deceive you. While he's deceiving them. You see? Are you amazed at what you're hearing? Let's listen again.
It's going to annihilate him at the Battle of Armageddon and cast him into the lake of fire. Hitler burned. The Antichrist is going to burn. We are the church triumphant because God Almighty is with us. Give the Lord praise in the house. The fifth similarity of the Antichrist is the Antichrist will be extremely arrogant. Daniel 8:25 says he will magnify himself in his heart. Now, I'm going to cover this in one sentence. I fully recognize that unlimited arrogance only cuts the potential list of Antichrist candidates down to a few thousand if you include Washington, D.C. Six, the Antichrist will be the master of deception.
Who are the masters of deception? Who have brought fables forth like the Holocaust or like that they are Yahweh's chosen people, which this fellow purports, all of that? Who is the master deceiver in our world today? Why, it's the Antichrist Jews. They are chameleons, pretenders. They are evil. They are racists. They are completely anti-Christ, of course. They're anti-white because we are the offspring of Yahweh. But yet they still wish they could be us and wish they could be white. They wish they could have the covenant with the Father that we have. But even replacing us will not give them any covenant whatsoever. Let's continue.
Jesus said in Matthew 24, "Let no man deceive you." St. Paul said in his first writing, "Let no man deceive you." Say that with me. Let no man deceive you.
Say that with him. The Apostle Paul said, "Let no man deceive you," yet the Apostle Paul deceived us, just like Mr. Hagee.
Jesus said on another occasion in John 5:43, "I have come to you in my Father's name, and you have not accepted me. But if someone else comes to you in his own name, you will receive him." Jesus was talking about the Antichrist in that verse of Scripture.
That's a lie. He has not proven to you that he's talking about the Antichrist in that Scripture. You see how this is all being done? Now, there are people that believe that is about the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul really did come in his own name. Neither here nor there. This guy is a liar. Big time. Let's continue.
America, we have become accustomed to deception. We've become so accustomed to it, we don't know what the truth sounds like.
That's for sure. That is a fact.
Our president told us in his first term, he believed that marriage was between a man and a woman. As soon as he got reelected for the second time, he churned and said, "I support gay marriage." That's deception.
Very interesting. Mr. Hagee has no idea about Michael Obama. That whether he's in his first term or second term, Michael, a transvestite, pretending to be a woman. You know, I told people that years ago, and they said, they poo-pooed me. But we know it's true now, don't we? Mr. Hagee doesn't have any idea, though.
That's deception. That's lying. Concerning health care, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. That was proven an absolute deception by Mr. Gruber, one of the inner circle people in that administration. And this is what he said. "We depended on the stupidity of the American people to make this a reality." They said, openly confessed, they deceived us by design. That's a fact.
Okay, that's a fact. It's funny that Mr. Hagee doesn't know that Mr. Gruber is a Jew. I know this. Do you know this? But Mr. Hagee neglected to mention that Mr. Gruber was a Jew. He also neglected to mention that Obama's mother is Jewish and that he's a Falasha Jew. He neglected all that. He's an expert in the Bible and in history. I wonder what his third expertise is. Yeah. Deception? Psychology, maybe? Listen again now to what he's saying. No mention that Gruber's a Jew. No mention at all.
Between a man and a woman. As soon as he got reelected for the second time, he churned and said, "I support gay marriage." That's deception. That's deception. That's lying. Concerning health care, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. That was proven an absolute deception by Mr. Gruber, one of the inner circle people in that administration. And this is what he said. "We depended on the stupidity of the American people to make this a reality."
And Mr. Hagee depends on the stupidity of the sheep of Yahweh to believe his purported lies. Make no mistake, this is clearly what this is.
They said, openly confessed, they deceived us by design. That's a fact. That's difficult for some American people to believe. But believe it. It happened, and it's continuing to happen. Americans have little confidence in Congress. Who believes a politician when he speaks? They've mastered the art of almost saying something. They stand boldly on both sides of the issue, fearlessly. The latest poll said 16% of the American people have confidence in Congress, and they live in Washington, D.C. I would like for those of you who are running for the presidency of the United States to look the camera in the eye and say, when I'm elected president, I will not lie nor deceive the American people. We would like to hear that.
You might like to hear that, ladies and gentlemen, but it isn't going to happen. Look the camera in the eye and tell the people that you're not going to lie to them. They all do it while they're lying to them, to us. Continuing.
Amen.
1 John 4:3 says, the spirit of the Antichrist is in the world. Let me tell you that if it was in the world 2,000 years ago, it's running the world virtually right now. Satanism and the occult have invaded our theaters.
Who's running the world? Who controls the theaters? Are you catching this? It's not a man. It's the Antichrist Jews. That's clear, and I mean it doesn't get any clearer than that. If the Antichrist was in the world 2,000 years ago, you see, listen to this again and understand that it's not a man, it's the Antichrist Jews. Listen.
For those of you who are running for the presidency of the United States, to look the camera in the eye, President, I will not lie nor deceive the American people. We would like to hear that. 1 John 4:3 says, the spirit of the Antichrist is in the world. Let me tell you that if it was in the world 2,000 years ago, it's running the world virtually right now. Satanism and the occult have invaded our theaters. Our children's games are becoming occultic. Books, Harry Potter was the first novel, occultic. Colleges and universities, you can get college credit now for witchcraft in the United States of America. Our military has embraced Satanism. A meditation garden is available at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Is provided for future officers of the U.S. Air Force. The spiritual leaders of this meditation garden are witches. That's printed in the newspaper. Think about that. The Bible says all nations that forget God, say it with me, are turned into hell. Say it with all nations that forget God are turned into hell.
And who wants us to forget God? Who wants to eradicate the Father and erase him from our memory and his laws? Why, it's the Antichrist Jews. You don't think the white people, the Adamic white race, and the so-called Christians, even these Judeo-Christians, you don't think they want to get rid of the Father, do you? You don't think that they want to erase him from our memory, do you? Who does? Why, it's the Antichrist Jews. It's not a man. It's the Antichrist Jews. That's who. I'm going to go back a little bit on that.
for future officers of the U.S. Air Force, the spiritual leaders of this meditation garden are witches. That's printed in the newspaper. Think about that. The Bible says all nations that forget God, say it with me, are turned into hell. Say it with all nations that forget God are turned into hell. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Think about that.
I am. Blessed is the nation whose is the Lord. The Lord is Baal. See, is he talking about Yahweh? Or is he talking about the devil? I leave that up to you. Let's hear that again.
The Bible says all nations that forget God, say it with me, are turned into hell. Say it with all nations that forget God are turned into hell. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
I am, Mr. Hagee.
Think about that.
I am.
You want to know why we've gotten this far down the road? Because the church was designed to be salt and light. And we became soft and easy on sin. And we became accommodating. And we didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And now we've gotten to the place that the most vulgar, unbelievable, ungodly, wretched lifestyle does not bring a reaction from the church. I want you to hear the Bonhoeffer statement, because the church needs to have a Bonhoeffer moment. To see evil and not call it evil is evil. Not to act is to act. Not to speak is to speak.
That's why I'm doing this very series, these couple of shows here on you, Mr. Hagee. That's exactly. To see evil like you, liars like you, and not to call you out for your lies, that would be exactly what this is about. And of course, this is a great opportunity to bring Hitler back into it. I'm going to go back a little bit now.
I want you to hear the Bonhoeffer statement, because the church needs to have a Bonhoeffer moment. To see evil and not call it evil is evil. Not to act is to act. Not to speak is to speak. God will not hold us guiltless. God is watching. End of quote. Bonhoeffer paid for his life, with his life, for making that statement. Hitler murdered him. But it was true then, and it's true now. Seven, the Antichrist riding on the white horse will be a political genius. He will.
You see, Hitler killed him. Now, he just says that as a statement. Instead of saying Hitler had him killed, if that is true in the first place for a statement like that, I don't believe that's quite a statement. That sounds like something Goebbels would say, and I don't believe that a man would be killed for saying such a thing like that. This man is a deceiver. He's a liar, a manipulator. And the Jews just love him, and he is working for the government as well. Guarantee you that. You think about these things that I'm showing you right now, and this is a typical sermon that would be going on all across this nation and across the Israelite nations of the world. Let's continue.
Lead 10 kings. He will conquer 3, then lead the remaining 7 into the Battle of Armageddon.
All right, let me just go back for a second because we missed that.
Evil is evil. Not to act is to act. Not to speak is to speak.
Now, before I go on, I must mention this too. That the white people are not acting about the Black Lives Matter thing, and they say that is, by us not acting, we are evil. You see, that is an act of itself. You see, this theme is being pushed in many arenas of the world at this moment through the Antichrist.
God will not hold us guiltless. God is watching. End of quote. Paid for his life, with his life, for making that statement. Hitler murdered him. But it was true then, and it's true now. Seventh, the Antichrist riding on the white horse will be a political genius. He will lead 10 kings. He will conquer 3, then lead the remaining 7 into the Battle of Armageddon. That's why in Revelation, the 13th chapter, in the first verse, John writes, "And I saw the beast rising up out of the sea." In prophecy, when you're talking about the sea, you're talking about the world.
Wrong. When you're talking about the sea, you're talking about peoples. Now, I must mention this also, that because you don't have the visual of this, you won't see Mr. Hagee, just like Mr. Copeland, just like all other Jews. Now, I don't know if Hagee's a Jew, but Copeland admitted he's a Jew. And they're always pointing at people. And Mr. Hagee's doing lots of signs. Lots of heaves. I've got pictures of him that I took off the television when I was back in Boston, of giving the double il cornuto. You know, the devil sign. This fellow does a lot of pointing at people, just like Copeland does, just like Bernie does, and all other Jews. And now Mr. Trump is doing this also, all of a sudden. And because they've been working with Mr. Trump, they didn't want him to do the 666 thing anymore. So they worked on his hand gestures, and they've got him pointing at people now. Like Jews. Now, we all know, my grandmother, she never taught me much, but she taught me one thing. It's not polite to point. Then why are all these people pointing? They're from a generation well before me, and it wasn't polite to point then. Why is he pointing? Why are they pointing at people? My grandmother would point right back at me if I did point at her, reversing whatever she thought the point was about. She thought of it as a detrimental thing. So this pointing and these hand signs that Hagee's making all along, it's a sort of sleight of hand or ledger domain of itself. It is part of programming, I believe. So let's continue.
John said, "I saw a beast rise up out of the world, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And on the 10 horns are 10 crowns. And the name of blasphemy is written on them." He's talking about the Antichrist world system. 8, the Antichrist will create a one world religion. He will set his image up in the city of Jerusalem and command for the world to worship him. Those who do not will be killed on the spot.
Ah, in Jerusalem, who has a man set up something in Jerusalem, or has the Antichrist Jews set up a thing? And have they made the Noahide laws that anyone that does not believe in their way of thinking and this and that should be killed? Like Christians should be killed? Infidels should be killed? It's all the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. And they set up the hexagram, which is 666, right in as their so-called flag. They're not a nation. They're not a country. They never will be. They never can be. And they're trying to brainwash the world into believing they're a country, a startup nation, they like to call it. But they're not a country, and they're not a nation. They're thieves that have stolen land from people that were living there. And this is cursed land until the return of Jesus Christ. So that land is cursed. Remember, Edom says, "I will build." But the Father said, "I will tear it down." So he keeps saying "he" for the Antichrist. Let's continue.
Riding on the white horse will be a political genius. He will lead 10 kings. He will conquer three, then lead the remaining. Chapter in the first verse, John writes, and I saw the beast rising up out of the sea. In prophecy, when you're talking about the sea, you're talking about the world. John said, I saw a beast rise up out of the world, having seven heads and 10 horns. And on the 10 horns are 10 crowns. And the name of blasphemy is written on them. He's talking about the Antichrist world system. 8, the Antichrist will create a one world religion. He will set his image up in the city of Jerusalem and command for the world to worship him. Those who do not will be killed on the spot. That's in Revelation, the 13th chapter. Imagine a world filled with demonized Satan worshipers.
The world is filled with Antichrist Jews. I told you it's got to be more than 65% of the population. The Jews of race mix with so many people. I'm not going to go into all that as I have many times. You see, he says, imagine a world full of satanic people, or really the Jews are satanic, you see. Listen again, just you'll understand it, because that's the world we're living in right now.
Hitler murdered him, but it was true then, and it's true now. 7, the Antichrist riding on the white horse will be a political genius. He will lead 10 kings. He will conquer 3, then lead the remaining 7 into the Battle of Armageddon. That's why in Revelation, the 13th chapter, in the first verse, John writes, and I saw the beast rising up out of the sea. In prophecy, when you're talking about the sea, you're talking about the world. John said, I saw a beast rise up out of the world, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And on the 10 horns are 10 crowns. And the name of blasphemy is written on them.
Now, one thing, you know, as we're going through this again, I was going to mention this last time. See, I'm from Boston. When he says horns, that's not how Texans say horns. They say horns. He's not from Texas. Who sent him to Texas? You see, was he taught in the Tavistock Institute? Where is this fellow from? He says horns, like I do, right? Just pointing it out, folks.
He's talking about the Antichrist world system. 8, the Antichrist will create a one world religion. He will set his image up in the city of Jerusalem and command for the world to worship him. Those who do not will be killed on the spot. That's in Revelation, the 13th chapter.
What image do we see in Israel? We see the hexagram, which is Solomon's, you know, his signet ring that he used to control demons, remember? That's where the Satanists put a circle around that star. That's not the Star of David at all. They put a circle around that star, and they bring demons up to serve them through that circle. It has 666 encoded in it, and that is the image that's in Jerusalem at this point. And remember that the politicians in America, for a while, until they've been called on it, were have that image before the American flag on their lapel. Israel first. To the Jew first, and then to Whitey, the true Israelite. To the Jew first, you see?
Imagine a world filled with demonized Satan worshipers. The war against Christianity has just begun. And it's going to get worse until the rapture of the church.
It's just begun. That's a lie. And number 2, the rapture of the church is a lie. You see how these doctrines of devils are brought in. They talked about Iran. He talked about Iran and brought that up and drummed that war drum 3 different times and so on and so forth. You see what he wants you to learn. There's bullet points in this particular sermon. And there's certain things he wants the sheep to know. Amen. Amen to Amun-Ra. Yeah.
Now, and the Antichrist will come out of the original Roman Empire. Daniel 7 and 8, Daniel 9, 26. The European Union has reunified most of the original Roman Empire. It is a massive prophetic fulfillment that is a one-hour study in itself. 10, Daniel 8, 24 states that the Antichrist will seek to destroy the mighty.
Let me stop right there. I don't believe that this fellow is a Bible expert whatsoever, nor a true historian whatsoever either. This is a complete deception. It's a package. I believe that this fellow is either programmed or trained, same thing, to do this job and has done it for years and is going to make sure that the fellow that takes over after him is going to continue this program. I'm sure this fellow is being programmed himself while Hagee gets ready to pass the torch of illumination to him. The Antichrist will kill the mighty. Well, the Antichrist Jews say to kill the best of the Israelites. You know, kill the best Gentiles. Mr. Hagee doesn't know any of these things. He believes that the Talmud is the precursor to the scriptures. Oh, yes, he does. You'll see that soon. Let's listen to this again, just a little bit here.
Now, and the Antichrist will come out of the original Roman Empire, Daniel 7 and 8, Daniel 9, 26. The European Union has it is a massive prophetic fulfillment that is a one-hour study in itself. 10, Daniel 8, 24 states that the Antichrist will seek to destroy the mighty. That means mighty nations. That would be America.
I don't believe that's true, Mr. Hagee. When they seek to destroy the mighty, that's why they're putting our children to war all the time. Like Eustace Mullins said about Napoleon, Napoleon took 6 inches off the average Frenchman. That's destroying the mighty. Right? And denuding the mighty men of our society and making them into little sissy soy boys is destroying the mighty. Sending them to war after war after war, generation after generation after generation, leaves less and less of the mighty to procreate and bring forth more mighty Anglo-Saxon white men. You understand? It's true that it does destroy the nation, and it's being done in every nation. But the mighty kill the best Gentiles, so to speak. I don't usually use the word, but kill the best Israelites. Kill the best white men. Eliminate your competition because competition is a sin. Let me just play you a song here. You know, I didn't do a break last time, but we'll do it this time. This is called And Before It's Over.
Step by step we go.
Welcome back to the Saxon's Creed Radio Show with your host, David James, brought to you by DavidJamesBoston.com, your source for the truth. Just one of them. You know, that was from my album, Kryptonaut. I created that word. It was a non-word. And when I created it, it came up as a non-word. But within a short period of time, there was kryptonaut.com created right under my feet. And all of a sudden, it was a word. It's somebody who navigates under a disguise, kryptonaut. You know, like an astronaut or nautical. You see? Kryptonaut. I created the word. It was a non-word. But now it is. I mean, you know, one thing I notice with Jews is that if you create something like that, they'll bury you. They'll create all kinds of, you know, anything to bury so that the name Kryptonaut wouldn't come up with my search results. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing stuff. And they got nothing but time to do it. So let's continue on here. I believe that these messages today are the most important messages I think I've ever put out. I'm not sure about that, but this is absolutely, if it's not the most important set of messages, it's one of the most. Let's continue.
And then he will seek to destroy the holy people. The holy people are the Jewish people. Why will the Antichrist hate the Jewish people? Because he hates the Antichrist, being the chief son of Satan, will hate what God loves.
Ladies and gentlemen, now there is a soundbite that is one of the most remarkable soundbites I've ever heard in my life. A total lie. The Antichrist is the Jews. Are the Jews. You understand? Listen carefully.
Christ will come out of the original Roman Empire. Daniel 7 and 8. Daniel 9, 26. The European Union has reunified most of the original Roman Empire. It is a massive prophetic fulfillment that is a one-hour study in itself. 10. Daniel 8, 24 states that the Antichrist will seek to destroy the mighty. That means mighty nations. That would be America. And then he will seek to destroy the holy people. The holy people are the Jewish people. Why will the Antichrist hate the Jewish people? Because he hates the Antichrist, being the chief son of Satan, will hate what God loves. God loves the Jewish people. They are the apple of his eye. God loves the Jewish people because they gave us, they gave the world the word of God. They gave us Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They gave us the prophets. They gave us Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They gave us the 12 disciples. They gave us St. Paul. Jesus said in John 4, 22, salvation is of the Jews. Say that with me. Salvation is of the Jews. That's in your Bible.
Did you just hear that? I have to play it again. I just have to. There's one thing that's for sure, is that the Jews gave us the Apostle Paul. That's true. There's no doubt about that in my mind. However, notice how he wants them to say that salvation is of the Jews. You see what kind of programming this is? You see how they're seeding this? So that if I come along to speak to one of these people of this congregation and I tell them about the Jews, you know the reaction immediately what it's going to be, correct? I mean, you know they're going to reject what I have to say. That's the purpose. No, Jesus is not a Jew. No, Isaiah, Moses, any of those people aren't Jews. We all know that now. Mr. Hagee's telling you differently. What did he say is going to happen to liars? What did he say they're going to be? Let's go back a little bit. Okay, here it is.
That means mighty nations. That would be America. And then he will seek to destroy the holy people. The holy people are the Jewish people. Why will the Antichrist hate the Jewish people? Because he hates the Antichrist being the chief son of Satan will hate what God loves. God loves the Jewish people. They are the apple of his eye. God loves the Jewish people because they gave us, they gave the world the word of God. They gave us Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They gave us the prophets. They gave us Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They gave us the 12 disciples. They gave us St. Paul. Jesus said in John 4:22, salvation is of the Jews. Say that with me. Salvation is of the Jews. That's in your Bible. That means take away the Jewish contribution to Christianity and there would be no Christianity.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear that? The Jews are the holy people. Do you know any Jews that are holy? Seriously, I know you're laughing, and I can certainly understand why. Do you know any holy Jews? I don't. I know that there's all kinds of unholy Jews. Mr. Hagee seems to be a little confused here. He says that they gave us the word of God. We know that's not true, don't we? So am I lying to you or is Mr. Hagee lying to you and to them? Is this not amazing? And he wants them to say it, that salvation is of the Jews. You see? Now you can understand why when you walk up to somebody, a man or woman of our race, and try to tell them what the truth is, the programming, you hit their programming, and you hit a brick wall. Mr. Hagee is well skilled in programming with his hand gestures, etc., etc. And make sure we've seen it over and over about his repeating. Repeat with, say it with me. Get it in your soul. Make sure that it lives and dwells within you. Right? Let's continue. If it wasn't for the Jewish people, there'd be no Christianity at all. You believe that, of course, right? Incredible. What a soundbite that is, boy.
The Antichrist will be shot in the head by a Jewish person who has figured out through Hebrew geometria that the sum of the letters of his last name equal the number 666. The Antichrist will...
He's going to figure out that this man, he's going to shoot him in the head. It's a Jewish man is going to shoot him in the head because he figured out about that this man's name was 666. But he didn't figure out that the flag that is waved in Israel at this point has 666 encoded in it. And, geez, who's laughing? Who's, stop that. Come on now. Mr. Hagee's a real truth teller here. He's not only a truth teller, he's a Bible expert. And, of course, a great historian. A historical expert as well. You're still laughing. Well, you see, this Jew is going to shoot this Antichrist in the head. This sounds real, right? And it's because he found out through Jewish gematria that the fellow had 666 encoded in his name. But he doesn't know about the, this Jew doesn't know that the flag has 666 encoded in it. He can't see that there's six pyramids, six lines, and a six-sided figure in the middle of it. No, he, but he did figure out that this man's name has 666 encoded in it. Oh, this is such a great story.
Through Hebrew geometria, that the sum of the letters of his last name equal the number 666. The Antichrist will recover miraculously from being shot in the head, emulating the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he recovers from the gunshot, he is going to be Hitler on steroids. This time, God has made a way of escape for the chosen.
Hitler is mentioned how many times in this sermon? And, of course, like the woman said that stole the German people's identity, Hitler is the most evil man that lived in the world, that ever lived. Hitler is Antichrist. Hitler is the German people. The German people are evil. You see what all this stuff that's going on here? You see who's paying this fellow's paycheck and who's buying him lunch. And boy, this man has eaten lots of lunch.
And people, they're going to flee to Petra in Jordan.
Oh, listen to this.
They're going to be delivered by...
Listen to this.
Through Hebrew geometria, that the sum of the letters of his last name equal the number 666. The Antichrist will recover miraculously from being shot in the head, emulating the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he recovers from the gunshot, he is going to be Hitler on steroids. This time, God has made a way of escape for the chosen people. They're going to flee to Petra in Jordan, where they're going to be delivered by the hand of God for 3.5 years, exactly like God delivered the children of Israel in the wilderness. God will feed them. God will give them water that will come from a rock. God will give them the cloud by day to cool them and the fire by night to warm them. Not one will be sick nor feeble among them. God is not going to allow another dictator to persecute the Jewish people. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Give the Lord praise in the house.
Give the Lord praise in the house. See?
The Antichrist will mock Jesus Christ. Remember Daniel 8:25. He will stand up against the prince of princes. The prince of princes is Jesus. He will defy him. Satan's revolution against God started in Genesis 1 and 1. It's magnified in the book of Isaiah where Satan said, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. Satan continued his attack by tempting Jesus in Luke chapter 4, 6 and 7, saying, and the devil said unto him, Jesus, all this authority I will give to you, meaning the world, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, listen, and I will give it to whomever I wish. End of quote. Now that's in your Bible. Listen.
And who did the devil give the kingdoms of the world to, in the sense? The Antichrist Jews. That's who. You see how simple this really is? You see what kind of programming this is, and you see the social construct of so-called Christianity in the world, that it is a deception. Speaking of Judeo-Christianity and all the other religions, the true Christianity or the true Christian seeks the truth in the scriptures. The false Christian listens to idiots like this and sits there week after week, being programmed with these very same things over and over and over again until it is so well seated in the mind that it can't be penetrated again. Let's continue.
To be young people, Satan is still promising riches and glory, fame and fortune to anyone who will give their allegiance to the Prince of Darkness. All it cost is your soul. It cost your soul. Some athletes in America, some singers, some movie stars say that they're getting their power from occultic powers and from the Illuminati. The Illuminati is a Latin phrase meaning the enlightened ones. Pat Robertson in his book said, I quote, the stream of world order flowing from the Illuminati is clearly occultic and demonic. 2 Corinthians 11:14, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
And who created the Illuminati? And who controls Freemasonry? The Illuminati, but it's the Jews. You understand? See, the Antichrist is not a man. I'm not going to say a man will never come, but I'm telling you right now that this is bogus information. Now, interestingly enough, I want you to really pay attention to what he's saying right here. And I want you to think of the Apostle Paul. Listen very carefully.
2 Corinthians 11:14. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Just because you see a bright light and it speaks to you does not mean it's an angel from God. If that voice tells you anything that's contrary to this word, you are in contact with the devil himself.
Did you understand that about the Apostle Paul? And who would know that better than the Apostle Paul? He wrote that in the scripture, right? Which isn't really scripture. He wrote it in his writings. I want you to listen once again to this, because this is quintessential. What he's saying here, it fits the Apostle Paul to the T. And of course, the Apostle Paul is the one who's saying it.
Clearly occultic and demonic. 2 Corinthians 11:14. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Just because you see a bright light and it speaks to you does not mean it's an angel from God. If that voice tells you anything that's contrary to this word, you are in contact with the devil himself.
Now, did the Apostle Paul tell you something contrary to the word Jesus Christ? Ho, 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 ho! Ladies and gentlemen, ding, 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 ding! You're dealing with the devil! You are dealing with the devil, the Apostle Paul. An Antichrist Jew. Let's continue.
Young people, anyone that invites you to join any organization that gives you control over other people, run. It's not from God. Jesus Christ is looking for servants, not superstars. The greatest among you, Jesus said, is the servant of all. Say that with me. The greatest among you is the servant of all. The Antichrist will defy Jesus Christ. That's what that verse says. 12, the Antichrist will kill any person who refuses to take his mark. Daniel 8:24, he will destroy fearfully. Literally the translation, he will destroy with great terror. You're watching that right now with ISIS.
With great terror. Who are the terrorists of the world? Why, it's the Antichrist Jews again. Who will destroy the world with terror? Why, it's the Antichrist Jews. Why, they tell you it's the Muslims that are the terrorists. And who is ISIS? The Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. But Mr. Hagee has no idea about that. He has no idea. He's just a simple man who just understands certain things, and he never looked into any of these things. The Antichrist. Let's go back on that a little bit.
That's what that verse says. 12, the Antichrist will kill any person who refuses to take his mark. Daniel 8:24.
The Noahide laws. He will kill. That's what it sounds like to me when this guy's talking. It sounds like a serpent, some kind of a demonic entity. He will kill. You know what I mean? Let's listen.
4, he will destroy fearfully. Literally the translation, he will destroy with great terror. You're watching that right now with ISIS. The decapitation of people, the crucifixion of children, because they confess Jesus Christ. I assure you, what you see ISIS doing in the Middle East in the reign of the Antichrist is going to be worldwide, including Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have heard preachers say, it's not coming here. Wake up! It is here! Right now.
I don't know if he's preaching in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now, but he says he's from Texas. But anyway, let's go on.
Terrorists are contacting military people in the United States right now and threatening them in their own homes right now. When the Antichrist, when will the Antichrist make his appearance? Let me give you this verse. When the Antichrist makes his appearance in 2 Thessalonians 2:7-8, St. Paul writes, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work." Satan is called lawless, and the Antichrist, one of his names, is the lawless one. Only he, the Holy Spirit, who now restrains, will do so until he is taken out of the way, meaning taken out of the earth.
Now, speaking of lawlessness, I just taught on this a little while ago. Who is causing lawlessness in our nation? Who is promoting lawlessness? Why, it's the Antichrist Jew. Couldn't all these be a coincidence? Could it just be that I'm trying to deceive you into believing that it's Jews that are doing all these things? Sure I am. It just seems that the Antichrist has everything to do with the Jews. But Mr. Hagee says it's a man. You see, do you know why he would want you to believe it was a man instead of a group of people? I mean, this is amazing. Praise the Father in heaven. Praise Yahweh with all that's within you, as I will with all that's within me, and I do. I love the Father. I know you do too. You've got to know that I'm telling you the truth. I mean, this is just incredible. Mr. Hagee did all the work for us. You see? Let's continue.
Now, let me explain what that verse is saying. The Holy Spirit is the restrainer. The Holy Spirit came to the church in the upper room. When the church leaves the earth, the Holy Spirit is going to go with him. And then Satan will release the Antichrist upon the earth.
So the church is going to be removed. Again, he's reiterating the demonic doctrine, the doctrine of devils, of the rapture, and promising these people that are sitting in his audience that they will not be here during the time of the Antichrist when he's released. The devil releases the Antichrist on the earth. The devil already released the Antichrist when Cain was born. You understand what's going on here? You see that I remember a time years ago when I would sit and listen to sermons such as this, and I would be captivated, so to speak. And, oh, this Antichrist is going to come. I had no idea. And these people have no idea either. Let me just go back just a little.
The Holy Spirit is going to go with him. And then Satan will release the Antichrist upon the earth. The church is not going through the tribulation. Get that down straight. I was asked this question 10 years ago by Glenn Beck when he was on CNN in New York over national television. He said, "Pastor, do you think the Antichrist in the Bible and the Messiah of Islam is one and the same?" And I said, "I don't know." And when you've been studying the Bible as long as I have, "I don't know" is not a very common answer. I said,
"Yeah, see how long he's been studying the Bible? He's an expert." You see, I mean, I know my audience out there knows that Mr. Hagee is not an expert at anything but deceiving people and lying. He does not know the Bible. And if he does, he's certainly not telling you anything about it that's real. Just a few things, like when the restrainer is taken out of the way, when the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way, which it is being taken out of the way by reducing the white race on this earth, the people of Yahweh, not all white people, but reducing and destroying the true Christian, the true Israel of the Bible, that is taking the Holy Spirit, which lives in us, out of the way. Mr. Hagee doesn't understand anything. He's a big-time Bible expert. So let's look. Glenn Beck, by the way. Now, I happen to know that Beck is a Jewish name. Jeff Beck, the guitarist, is a Jew. And Becker, the tennis player, Boris Becker, his mother was a Jew. I know the name Beck is a Jew name. Glenn Beck may color his hair blonde because he's trying to pretend he's us. But this fellow is mentally ill and deliberately portraying and acting a part.
But I will find out. Now, it's easy to know what the Antichrist is going to do. But I had to do some digging to find out the Islamic connection. One, the Islamic Messiah will be a powerful political and military leader. The Bible says the Antichrist is going to be the same thing. In Daniel 7, 7 and 8, 2, the Islamic Messiah will be a spiritual...
Well, let me stop right there. The Antichrist is going to be an expert military leader. Well, they can do that through controlling and paying our military. So you see how the Antichrist Jews can be an expert in military things? You see? Think about it all, what I'm telling you. Let's go.
World leader who will cause anyone who practices any other religion other than Islam that will not renounce their faith to be killed. The Antichrist is going...
Now, talking about this Islam thing, the Jews put out the Noahide laws again. Anybody that believes in Jesus Christ is an infidel or an idolater. They same thing, right? And will be killed with the guillotines, right?
To be a spiritual world leader who demands the world to worship him. Revelation 13, 4 and 5. They're exactly alike.
Let me go back, because, boy, are you going to love this.
A world leader who will cause anyone who practices any other religion other than Islam that will not renounce their faith to be killed. The Antichrist is going to be a spiritual world leader who demands the world to worship him. Revelation 13, 4 and 5.
Let me stop right there. The Jew today is the Antichrist Jews. Are demanding that we love the Jews. They want to promote everything that we love them, whether you love them or not. We do see that in the headlines today, don't we? Didn't they set up people to come out and promote us to love? They're going to practically force us to love the Jews? Folks, you know I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I have no doubt about it. Praise the Father. That's all I can say. Because I couldn't have even thought this up. You digging this or what?
They're exactly alike in that. The third, the Antichrist will target Christians and Jews for debt. Daniel 7:25.
Yes, the Antichrist will target Jews for death. They kill their own. They'll sacrifice. In other words, the ends justify the means. They will allow Jews to be killed in order to bring forth. It's a price to pay for world domination. Jewish world domination. The Jew world order. Let's continue.
The Islamic Messiah will also target Christians and Jews for death. He's doing that right now through ISIS in the Middle East. The Mahdi is going to offer the religion of...
He's doing that right now, the Antichrist. He's doing that, you see?
Islam to Christians and Jews. If they accept, they will be spared. Otherwise, they will be killed. Fourth, the Antichrist will set up his image in the Temple Mount in Jerusalem for the world to worship him and call him God. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4. The Islamic Messiah will attack Jerusalem and conquer it for Islam in order to establish Islamic rule all over the earth from Jerusalem. I want you to hear this.
Who is causing Islamic rule by bringing people of the Muslim so-called faith? It's a political entity. It's not really a religion at all. Like Judaism is not a religion at all. It's another worldwide criminal cartel. You see that these things go hand in hand, right? This is so easy to see, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue. I'm not going to make too many more comments, I hope.
I can guarantee you right now that Iran is planning a Jerusalem attack because they have to set up their kingdom there to have the global...
Do you think Iran's trying to take over the world? Isn't this what they said about Hitler and that wasn't true? Now he's trying to purport that Iran is trying to take over the world and is going to... This is ridiculous. Let me just go back a little.
Iran is planning a Jerusalem attack because they have to set up their kingdom there to have the global Sharia law. 5, the Antichrist will offer Israel a 7-year treaty. Daniel 9:27, the Islamic Messiah will do exactly the same thing. 6, the Antichrist comes riding on a white horse. Revelation 6:2, the Islamic Messiah comes riding on a white horse. 7, the Antichrist will change and set the times and the laws. Daniel 7:25.
The Antichrist will change the times and the laws. Are we under the Gregorian calendar? Are we being fed Talmudic law, law after law after law in our Israelite countries? Laws we don't need? Who is instituting Talmudic law in our nations? Why, it's the Antichrist Jews. This just can't be a coincidence. It just couldn't be. Could it?
The Islamic Messiah will establish Sharia law over all the earth and immediately change the times and the laws. Amazing. But that's all true. So why should you care about the Antichrist and his mark on my right hand or forehead? Because if you do not make the rapture of the church, and many of you are not.
Oh, Hagee's a judge. The rapture of the church. First he promised them they'd all be raptured. Now they might not be. Some of them. But he brought the doctrine in yet again. You see that repeating it over and over is reaffirming, reiterating, and solidifying these programming points into the minds of the audiences. This is pure programming, and this fellow trained somewhere, I don't know where, but he doesn't have a Texas accent, that's for sure. Let's continue.
I even go to church on Sunday night. The Bible says, Jesus speaking, many will say unto me in that day, that's judgment day, not some, but many, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not do miracles in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And I will say, depart from me, worker of iniquity, I never knew you. That takes your breath.
I want to point out also that this is all to tug on your heartstrings. All of this is being done and said to invoke, if you will, your feelings. The devil always uses your feelings to manipulate all of us. He always uses our feelings. Feelings are sex and drugs and rock and roll. You know, feelings are music. Feelings are, you know, stories in the news, you know, where a child is on the beach trying to immigrate to our country and he died. Oh, yes, my heartstrings. Let's continue.
The Bible says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be on it. Narrow is the way that leads to heaven, and few there be on it.
No, it doesn't say narrow is the road that leads to heaven. It says narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Mr. Hagee's not much of a Bible expert.
Everyone singing when we all get to heaven is not going to heaven. If you haven't reconciled that Jesus Christ is your blood atonement, you don't know the Lord. You're going to get to heaven because Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life and you surrendered to Him and surrendered to Him totally.
Rallying the troops again.
As soon as the church is gone,
there
will be an economic crash. I can guarantee that. We're the only ones working. All the other dead.
As soon as the church is gone, in the rapture again. Geez, it seems he really wants us to know about this rapture, right? Just like he wants us to know about Iran. Just like he wants us to know that the Antichrist is a he, not a group of people, that we know who it really is. It's the Jews, a group of people. Mr. Hagee, this is some serious teaching here.
Beat your own welfare. The Antichrist rides up on a white horse, and he may be Islamic. Everyone commanded to take his mark or have their heads cut off. If you take his mark, you will lose your soul. How do I know that? Because St. John writes in Revelation 14, 9 through 11, quote, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb of God. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever.
So add a little bit of fear in now. You rallied the troops and you add in that rapture again and then with some fear.
And forever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whoever receives the mark of his name. That's God's word. So it boils down to this. Some of you in this audience and many of you watching by national television are not ready for the rapture of the church. There's unconfessed sin in your life. You're gambling with your eternal soul. Your option is to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life or to prepare to bow before the Antichrist and to have your head cut off. It's so much easier to receive Jesus. So much easier. Think about it.
Okay, that is the end of the sermon, and the Antichrist wants to cut your head off. The Noahide laws just that are put in by the Antichrist Jews just happen to have guillotines to cut the heads off people that believe in Jesus Christ and Christianity. Well, that concludes this amazing set of messages. And I must say, I'm alert. I'm amazed. I'm happy that the Father has revealed this. And I await your responses. If you like what I'm doing, I ask you to please support me in my work for the kingdom. Help me to be able to keep my head above water by giving a donation at davidjamesboston.com. And one more thing I'd like to say is you're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.